Hi, I'm Barry Conrad, and this is Banter with BC.
Yeah.
Today I'm here with Renee Gartner. Renee, do you want to introduce yourself to the people?
Sure. I'm BC's mate from the gram, is what we'll probably call it. I work predominantly in rugby league and media.
And to kick things off, we're going to start with two truths and a lie. Do you know how this works?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
All right.
Are you going to go first?
You're going to go first.
Oh, I am? Okay, yep. All right. First truth, I once took Pepper from Salt and Pepper out dancing one night. Second truth is stand-up paddleboarding one time, I actually dislocated my kneecap. Third truth, I played rugby league for Australia.
I want to say first one's truth, second one's the truth. Third one's the lie.
How did you
tell me?
I thought that would be the good one.
No.
All right, take it. Yeah.
I got it right.
Oh, you've got yours written down.
Well, you know what?
Come on. You've got to be able to go off the bat.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Before getting into showbiz, I worked in the Central Coast as a youth worker and a part-time electrician.
Right.
I used to be allergic to prawns and shellfish. I'd break out in hives, my face would blow up, but I loved it so much. I kept eating it, just stubbornly. Now I'm not allergic anymore. Third one, a pulmonary embolism almost killed me and left me with 1.5 lungs.
I'm going to go 2 because you added too much juice to it. You're not allergic and you never were.
Nah.
Really?
Yep. I actually was allergic and I honestly loved it so much. I'm like, I'm not giving this up. I just kept eating it. Got sick every time.
Did you just jab yourself every time?
No jabs.
Like, what are we talking about with allergies then?
Like break out in hives like everywhere and like literally like a fish, like a blowfish. Just kept doing it year after year. I'm not giving this up. I like this too much.
I'm willing to risk death just to get the crayfish.
It's all about the food.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm a seafood junkie, so.
As you know. So what's the biggest stereotype surrounding your work?
Tokenism. I think tokenism is probably one of the biggest stereotypes, that being a female, you've been placed in there to be the token female. I think that's dropped off a lot in the last couple of years.
Wow.
Hey, this conversation was getting lit.
You know
so
what?
Right, it's at getting, the right time. Segway. Women, I think, during the early sort of phases of it where there was a lot of heat put on us, that it was a token spot. I think there's some really great leaders in the game now that have well and truly knocked that out of the park. We've seen like players like Ruaan Sims. Danica Mason is extraordinary in what she does. Alana Ferguson has doubled up with Union and NRL. There's just so many great role models that are now within the sport that have sort of garnered that respect, that they know what they're talking about, and we have a love and passion for the sport. Probably if anything, people. I think the most that people have probably... Yeah, did you get all that in your mouth? What about yourself? I mean, you would have had quite a few stereotypes in your line of work.
Huh?
I'm going to flip the script.
Did you just ask her to ask me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You hungry,
I just said a couple of things, right?
I'm going to hit you back. Because this is banter, and banter goes both
ways. She's in charge here. I thought that I'm asking the questions to her. I think a lot of the time people can expect that there's nothing to you other than just being on screen, or that there's not much happening, and also that you're okay.
Yeah.
Because as you know, there's a lot riding on perception.
Yeah.
People see you on the gram or on TV or whatever medium, and they think, oh, you're doing great, so he's all right.
Yeah.
And then no one will really check up on you, which makes things really isolating.
Yeah, people aren't really seeing like that iceberg theory where it's, you know, it's this much that's seen, but what's happening under here is the legwork and all the work that sort of happens underneath. A lot of people don't share that kind of stuff. I think that's only going to change if we do more of that.
The tricky thing about that is you also don't want to feel like you have to overshare to 100%. Say, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is why you've got other people to talk to about.
And to eat with.
Yeah, exactly. Shove some more food in your mouth and talk about it.
Which actor would play you in a movie?
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
What about for all the other personalities?
What does she be
in? Is it Emma Lawrence? No, Emma Lawrence. That's a regular commentator. Jennifer Lawrence.
from The Hunger Games?
Yeah, 100% yep. Jennifer Lawrence.
Good call.
Like, obviously she's staunch in Hunger Games, but if you see her off camera, she's an absolute clown and I'm here for it.
How did you meet your partner?
He claims it wasn't a setup, but it definitely was. His best girlfriend at the time and my best guy mate were dating and he was their friend. And they were like, Renee's single, you're single, you guys should meet. So when I first met him, I thought he was just, you know, typical young man that was just after, you know, quick fling and play on. So I kind of laid the law down very early. That was probably the first time I've ever done it. But I think most people kind of go, oh, we'll just play this tic-tac-toe game for a while and then see if it becomes a situationship relationship. And it was probably the first time in my life where I was just like, nah, this is what I want. I want to go old school. We're not dating 10 people at the same time. Like, it's one or the other. So let's just see if it works. And if it doesn't, nothing lost, nothing gained. And off we go. And he stuck around. So he's good for a laugh, great for banter, and just a really caring sort of soul as well.
Great match then. What have I gotten myself into? What is your weirdest habit?
Ooh. I have so many. Like, I have to crack the knuckles, but I have to crack every single one. Like, I can't just do one. I've now got to go through and do all of them.
Why do you do that?
What's the microphone?
I don't get it.
All the... just doing the sound.
Wow, Renee.
That's another weird habit.
That's a different kind of a show.
Okay. This whiskey sour
is really good. What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
I'm pretty meticulous in thinking things through except for what I say. I probably lack a bit of spontaneity. I love jumping off a boat and doing a backflip, but it'll be like, I'll be on a boat, I'll be like, oh, roof, pool, water, ocean, cool, do it. I'm a Capricorn, I like a little bit of structure.
I don't know anything about that, but what's their qualities?
Don't freak you out, you're like star signs, crystals.
But I do like being spontaneous because it kind of, it pulls you out of your world. Because like you, I'm a planner. Like, I like to like know what's happening.
I like being comfortable.
In control?
Yeah, in control, yeah.
There you go.
Apparently I'm now in control for
it. I didn't say it. What's your favorite Aussie song from the last 2 years? It has to be Australian.
Do you know what? Some covers that Barry Gunn has put out. You should check it out. Just head to his Instagram. Actually, you know what? Lucy Washington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's bomb. You know how you were talking about perception of like this perfect sort of image of success comes so easy. She was someone that I know was like working her backside off. She was working in hospitality. She released a song which was about like the last couple of dollars left in your bank account.
Right.
And she's got this epic voice. She's this beautiful personality. And she walks in a room, the whole room lights up.
What's the weirdest event or hosting experience you've had to work at?
Oh, this is easy. I got asked to do the live feed for the Easter show.
That was it.
So good. It was the greatest day of my life because it was like the dog show.
That's so good.
So I had to do the Facebook live stream and I'm sitting there trying to do like, coming up next is the categories for puppies. And as I'm doing it like these, they came in pairs. It was like Noah's Ark, but for puppies. And I'm a massive dog fan. So it was like these two big Siberian white fluffy husky puppies. And as I'm talking, I saw them in the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh! You know that scene out of Is It Monsters, Inc? Where she's like, it's a fluffy, I could die!
Yeah, right.
I said that live on screen. But that was probably the weirdest thing I've hosted ever. What's the weirdest thing you've done? Like, weirdest act you've had to perform at?
It was a hens situation.
Wait, dancing or singing?
Singing, but sans mini clothes.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like...
Like, piece at a time, or...?
Kind of, to begin with, not much.
Oh! So. And then put clothes on as you went. As you were running out the door.
Do I need this check right now? Like, you know.
That's 100% the mindset you get to. You're like, how dark is it right now for me that I'm in this moment?
What's been your biggest rejection in life?
It's not a moment of rejection, but you sort of place a lot of importance on you not getting the next job as rejection. For example, I'll do a freelance gig for a sports show and it's going really well. And like, yes, crushing it. Got great feedback. Did this, did that. I'm going to get the next gig, or I'm going to possibly get offered to come on full time, and then it doesn't happen, and you just like, ooh, that hurt. Did they kind of like sweet talk you and say it was great when it probably wasn't? And I think that's my point of rejection, is to not get the next date per se on a week.
Yeah.
What about you?
Do you find that hard steamrolling over that question? Do you
Donut King shuts.
Can you explain to the people what the Donut King reference is?
Yeah, so I think like Barry and I kind of met first and foremost through our mutual mate Rob Mills, and it would have been a social media post, and I had a real habit, I think, of just following people that were happy, healthy, fun, banterish, funny. Funnily enough, you've now got a show called Barry Segway. I think like there was a heap of donut things and I was like, I'm all about it. It used to be this shop and they did the most incredible donuts. Most of our conversation was just talking about donuts. Like,
literally.
No further learnings about life. It was just donuts, where it became Donut King, Donut Queen. And then I got on this flight from, I think, maybe the Gold Coast, and this bloke sits next to me, and I'm like, sit there, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is that moment where I've met someone on Instagram Heat, and then you kind of like, yeah, I know him, I can just have a conversation. I was like, no. I'm like, is your name Barry? Chance, you're like, yeah, and the headphones start to go on. I was like, I'm Renee. I'm the donut chick.
What cheers you up on a bad day?
Music.
Yeah.
Mm, big fan of car karaoke, like karaoke. So just getting
carpool.
Yeah. But like on my own. Just put a banger on and just give it a red hot crack. Because I've got a great voice for the deaf,
but really?
Never had one complain. Normally if someone else is driving, I've got the control.
Yeah.
So it's volume up and just drop an absolute banger. I do a lot of stuff in mental health. I live with a mental illness myself as well. Everyone does it. You're in a bad mood, you chuck on some Alanis Morissette, or you put something sad on, like some acoustic music that really resonates with how you're feeling. But instead, like, you need to learn to flip the script. And if you wake up in a sad mood, you whack on some like happier music, some songs that you normally collect with being happy and out there. And then instantly you feel like even the slightest mood change, but that's better than nothing.
What is a life challenge that you're most proud of conquering?
My education and learnings with mental illness. Growing up, a lot of perception around it is that mental illness was like a bad thing, and it was, you couldn't talk about it, you couldn't sort of do any of that. And I got to the lowest of low that you possibly could get. Kind of felt like I was in a position where I had to be the strong one, I had to be, all the standard cliches that sort of come around it. Yeah, I think my greatest accomplishment was finally becoming less of a clown, more vulnerable, putting a lot of effort into understanding what it was and understanding that it's no different to breaking a leg and going to a doctor, getting an x-ray, then getting a cast and getting crutches and then asking like someone to help drive you somewhere or open a door. It's like, doing those small little steps, like going to a doctor and asking for help, having a chat to your mates, then make the conversations like really normal and natural. And if I can make one person comfortable by making, myself uncomfortable, like that's a life learning for me.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, to finish things off, we're going to hit you with some fast trivia. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Which American female TV personality and retired boxer holds a record of 24 wins, 21 by KO?
Ali.
Yep, you're correct. Which renowned tennis player had her cat suit banned at the 2018 French Open?
That'd be Williams.
Serena. Got it.
Yeah.
In 1999, Sultan Inc. famously paid which American former boxer $138 million for the rights to use his name?
Mayweather. No.
George Foreman. In 1978, Russell Gardner was a standout performer, scoring 10 tries for the season, playing for what team?
Manly.
It's the Eagles.
Okay.
Which Olympian holds a 20-year-long standing record in the 100-meter sprint by an Australian female?
Melinda Gaines-Vitale?
Yes.
Yeah, did I really?
Yes.
Do you know why? She was my hero growing up. Yeah. Do you know that?
Yeah. And lastly, what two-letter acronym is my nickname for you?
DQ for me, DK.
Then so I've got your little something.
Oh, the yes.
DQ.
Oh.
There you go.
This is where friendship was born, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's epic. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you for opening up as well too. Like, we got to push some questions back to you and let the world know who you are.
She flipped the script. Renee Gartner.
Fly down, flip it, and reverse it.
If you love this episode of Banter with BC, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time.